الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة. وقال تعالى: وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: البيعان بالخيار ما لم يتفرقا، فإن صدقا وبينا بورك لهما في بيعهما، وإن كتما وكذبا محقت بركة بيعهما، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders, brothers and sisters that may be listening over the receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a complete way of life in the teachings of deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practically demonstrated that way of life. And if we have to study the different branches of the teachings of deen, perhaps the one branch where each and every one of us spend most of our time in terms of hours that we live through life busy in is the branch dealing with our livelihood, with our livelihoods. And often we feel that this is something that is, there's no specific or direct teachings. Perhaps we feel that this is not something that can bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet ironically, we spend most of our day, if we have to reflect, most of our time either directly engaged or concerned about this aspect of our livelihood. Yet when we study the teachings of the Quran Sharif and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we analyze the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when it came to his livelihood and commercial matters, then it has such a profound impact on a person's life and an individual's life. And we can see the impact that it will have in our lives. So I thought we can discuss in today's Jummah talk some aspects with regards to the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teachings and practical demonstration of how he lived his commercial life. So the first thing, brothers, to understand that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from a very young age, he got involved in commercial activity. At the time that he was in his early years, when he was still at the Banu Sa'd, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the responsibility of doing the work of a shepherd for very, very little income, for very, very meager income. The hadith say for very meager earning. But the ulama have written that the teachings and the what that showed, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam he wasn't averse to the fact that he's earning a very, very little income from that, but he pursued that particular aspect and avenue of earning. Perhaps before I go further, I just want to share to highlight the importance of this aspect in our lives. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of Qiyamah, a person's feet will not move until he is asked five questions. And those five questions are as follows. What did you do with your life? An umri fi madha afna. Literally it means, where did you expend the limited hours of your life, the limited time that you had in your life, where did you expend it? An shababihi fi madha abla. Where did you exert yourself during your youth? Where did you exert? Not where did you cruise through, where did you take it easy, where did you try and find a quick way to, you know, to just pass through the different challenges of life. And in the context from a commercial perspective, particularly to our young brothers, our youth out there, that today there are a lot of things out there in the society that are trying to attract people from a commercial perspective, some of these trading apps, some of these other types of things that we want to try and do. where we are losing touch with the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way of our pious predecessors, in terms of the way of dealing and trading, and in a diligent manner, earning and adding value to the economy. So nevertheless, this is the second. Then the third and fourth question, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَعَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبْ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقْ. Your wealth, where did you earn it and how did you spend it? Two out of five questions, meaning 40%, if you have to quantify it, will deal with our livelihoods. And sometimes we may think that, you know, what is there? But believe me, brothers, there are a few guidelines which we want to cover today that can convert that time that we are spending worried about our livelihood, can be converted into ibadat without detracting you from being the best person in your profession, best person in your area of trade or expertise or business area that you are involved in. And then the last question will be, وَمَاذَا عَمِلَ فِيمَا عَلِمَ. Because also there's an explosion of knowledge out there today. Information, we can call it. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we'll be asked the knowledge that we gain, what did we actually put into practice? So nevertheless, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started off his economic journey, his livelihood, as a, from that perspective, as a shepherd, in his very early age. Thereafter, the ulama write that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam became adept working with his uncle in Makkah Sharif. He became well known as a very astute trader, and he was identified by Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha to take some goods for her on a partnership basis. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on this trade caravan, a trade mission. And he came back, and the profits that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam generated through that transaction, it comes in the books of Sirah, it was manifold more than everyone else. Multifold. So here, what was that a testimony to? It was a testimony to, one is the expertise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number two, to the absolute integrity and honesty in his manner of dealing. And this is one of the fundamental things that stands out in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers, there is no doubt that we are living in an age and era where everyone is feeling constrained. Everyone is feeling that things are tight. How can I somehow come out ahead? But the principles of our deen teach us an approach that may be counterintuitive to what our own approach is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal insan, O man, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. What has deceived you with regards to your Rabb who is kareem? Do we know who is kareem? Allama Alusi, Sayyid Mahmud Baghdadi rahimahullah said, Al-Kareem huwa alladhi yu'ti biduni al-istihqaq. Kareem is that being who will give someone even though he is not entitled to it. Kareem is... So the first thing we have to rectify with regards to our commercial aspects of our life is to fully believe that rosy and sustenance and what is meant to come to me will come from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I have to follow the path that has been shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in terms of the teachings of the Quran Sharif. So by me cutting corners, you know, doing things that are a little bit, we may say, dodgy, a lack of transparency, or perhaps we may say, you know, engaging in things that may be a little bit doubtful, although we may internally convince ourselves. For example, many of us may be working in organizations that am I giving my full? Because the Quran Sharif speaks about that as an aspect, as a very critical aspect of a believer's part, that وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says that woe be unto those, cursed be those who give short in weight and measure. So that weight and measure doesn't only apply when it comes to the physical goods. Today perhaps some of the most important things that are out there is the individual's time. So إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ. When it's your time to take, then you want to take in full. Every cent, every second of leave must be extracted. وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. But when the time comes to give others and weigh and it's the time to perform on our side, يُخْسِرُونَ, we give short in measure. Allah Ta'ala asked the question, أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. Don't those realize that they will be resurrected? لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ, on a great day when we have to stand and ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But brothers, the great glad tiding is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Kareem. He is the one who gives to even those that are not deserving. So once we understand this, and when we are speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, today those that have studied in economic courses and that, they'll tell you that the first thing they teach you in economics, they say, no, resources are limited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlimited. Allah ta'ala is unlimited. Allah ta'ala's power, Allah ta'ala's might, Allah ta'ala's resources. So when we have that mindset, that what is meant to for me will come to me, and I am under the command of that being who is limitless, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also bless us in accordance with that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this manner, he gained the reputation of As-Sadiq al-Ameen, the one who is truthful and the one who is trustworthy. And that became the means of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha learnt of that character. Because you can have an external character, but if you see when a person is trading and transacting, and they adopt a manner of trading that is of a very high standard, it is very, very rare to find that. It is very, very rare. Yet it is one of the ways that a person can achieve very, very great closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, thereafter, when we have to look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after Nubuwwat, also there are various transactions that are mentioned. But one of the things that stands out is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely, the word that is used is samhan. We can perhaps describe it as large-hearted. He was obliging when it came to trade. And many, many examples are given of this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in fact made a dua. He said that rahimallahu rajulan samhan idha ba'a wa idha ishtara wa idha iqtaba. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show mercy upon. What does it mean that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show mercy upon? Our Shaykh, my late Shaykh Hazrat Mu'akim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, used to say that the dua for the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in effect a dua that a person is enabled to be able to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that person is very, very likely to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is what? In this particular hadith, it doesn't speak about standing up for many, many rakats in tahajjud. It speaks about samhan idha ba'a. He is large hearted at the time of selling. Wa idha ishtara, and when he is purchasing. In ahadith it is discussed, for example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was not that they didn't trade and there weren't opportunities. The story of Hazrat Urwa ibn Abi al-Ja'ad al-Bariqi radiyallahu an, a young sahabi whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him some money. He gave him one dirham and he said to him, go and buy one sheep for me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the ahadith it is reported that this sahabi was so astute in business that he managed to buy two sheep with one dirham. And he sold one and he brought the dirham back. And he brought the, so imagine you give an agent of yours, you say, there's my capital here, there's a 10,000 rands, right, go and do some business, go and buy these goods and bring it. So he brings the goods and he brings your 10,000 rands back. Wouldn't that be amazing? Ask the businessmen here, they'll tell you, everyone pines for that type of deal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw his, then he said, but I told you to buy, take the money and buy the one sheep with the money. So he explained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what he did, effectively achieving a very significant 100% profit. So it was not that it was not permissible, It was permissible. In the right manner, in the right way, at the right occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this particular sahabi dua. So then the kitabs write that thereafter, even if he had to trade in ordinary sand, he would make profits. And many of the sahaba ikram used to invest his money with him, with their money because of the way that he was able, and he received the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nevertheless, so this aspect of being large-hearted, it means that when you are negotiating with someone, at the time of buying, then have the best interests of not only yourself at mind, the best interests of the party that is in front of you. Now again, we may be talking about trade, but this applies equally to all situations that have a commercial implication. If a person is being put into a position and you know that this is not in the best interest of the organization, then you have an obligation to raise our voices and explain. Those that are in the position of authority, when we are discussing and when we are speaking with our subordinates and our employees, what is the reason to be harsh and hard-hearted and aggressive? What is the reason for that? What is the benefit? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضْلًا غَلِيظًا قَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. It wasn't Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's way of dealing and approaching people. So yes, trade can be a very, very stressful area, or commercial activity can become very, very stressful. But if we keep that initial point in mind, that we are dealing with a being who is unlimited, then we will not be thinking in a very, very limited way. We will be thinking of this verse of the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. What has deceived you with regards to that Rabb who will give you even though you don't deserve it? Really speaking, if we have to think of it, what Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, brothers, I'll just share with you some statistics that I came across recently of the country that we are in, that we are so blessed in. In South Africa, if you pull the latest statistics that are available with regards to poverty in this country, then 55% of the population don't even meet what is called the upper poverty level threshold, which is approximately 950 rands a month, which means not even 30 rands a day. More than one out of two people that we meet. More than one out of two people in the broader population of South Africa. And then there are statistics which show that the lower poverty level, that means the worst of the poorest of the poor in this country where we are so blessed, they don't even have 342 rands, not even 13 rands a day, brothers. So then we have to reflect over the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us genuinely. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbih mu'afan fi jasadih indahu qutu yawmih faka'annama hizat lahu ad-dunya bihadafiriha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever wakes up in the morning, that he has the following three blessings. He has safety and security in his society, in his community. Mu'afan fi jasadih, he hasn't been afflicted with any type of illness that can cause, that is life threatening. Indahu qutu yawmi, he has simply enough food to keep his back straight for the day. That means just enough food to keep him alive. Then that person, it is as though the entire dunya is full of blessings. So brothers, this economic aspects, when we reflect over it, it is a definite way of gaining the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we just redirect that activity, whatever we're doing in the morning, just go out, make this niyat and say, I want to do whatever economic activity I am doing in the manner that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed. Yes, there are a lot of details with regards to the masail, how to buy, how to sell, to avoid interest. Those are the technical issues that one can discuss with the ulama. But let's talk about the ethical, just the basics of dealing in a manner that is, you know, someone will look up to. That is kind, that is large-hearted. In the hadith that I recited in the khutbah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a very beautiful guideline. And he gave a prescription for each and every one of us to attract a lot of barakah, profit, increase in our wealth. Everyone wants that. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said, in sadaqa wa bayyana. If the transacting parties, in any commercial transaction, the transacting parties, if they do two things, sadaqa wa bayyana, if they are speaking the truth, and not only that, they go one step further, they are transparent. They're absolutely clear and open. What does it mean to be transparent? In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ad-deenu an-nasiha. Deen, the essence of deen, means to wish well for others. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked by the Sahaba ikram, what does it, liman, for whom must we wish well? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, lillahi wa li rasulihi wa li a'immatil muslimina wa ammatihim. That means for every person. That means we have in mind for us, for others, what we would love for ourselves. So in other words, when we are transacting in a transaction, when we are involved in a transaction, we should express that level of transparency to the party, what we would have wanted to know had we been on the other side. This is a prescription for the attracting the barakah of and the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَإِن كَتَمَ وَكَذَبَ مُحِقَتْ بَرَكَةُ بَيْهِمَا. If they're hiding something. And how many occasions does that happen? Brothers, there are so many cases that are coming up again and again, where there's partners are involved in transactions. There are secret profits being made. One partner doesn't know. Or employees are involved in a business and they're engaging in a manner that is in conflict with the objectives of the organization. So this is not going to get us anywhere. It is not going to bring barakah. And when we, as on the one hand, yes, we are very, very particular about the technical aspects. We are particular about halal. We say that, you know, our halal, we must be, make sure we're not dealing. Yes, those are very, very critical. But this also impacts the purity of our earnings. And it will impact how we are going to answer that question on the day of Qiyamah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us, an malihi min ayna tasab? Where did you get that wealth from? And then finally, I just want to mention, time has expired. There are many, many points that one can go into. But the final aspect that, remember brothers, that trade is it can be, like we said, and commercial activity is full of complexity. Sometimes it can be a stressful environment. It can lead, there can be a potential for areas and aspects of dispute. But what was the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when it came to the aspect of dispute? There is no time to go into the details, but I will round off and just share this one hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and listen carefully brothers, because this particular guarantee that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave, it is so profound that only if we appreciate it, many of the issues that we're having in our community will disappear. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أَنَا ضَامِنٌ لِبَيْتٍ فِي رَبَضِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْمِرَاءَ وَهُوَ مُحِقٌّ. When it came to disputes, the disputes can be of all different types, but primarily if we have to analyze in our communities, what are the disputes that are consuming people and families? Brothers, spouses, broader families, most of the time it's commercial issues. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I will stand guarantee, not making dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, I will stand as guarantor for a house in the most prime area of Jannah. Libaytin fi rabadil Jannah. For that person who leaves out an argument, he walks away. He walks away from his haqq. He walks away from from a dispute in where he was right. Brothers, this was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he lived a life that was a life that each and every one of us would aspire to. He lived a life, Allah Ta'ala blessed him with everything. Because again, we must take this out of our mind, this mindset of the scarcity and the mindset of everything being limited and difficult. We have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and really implement the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Insofar as his manner of transacting and trading, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.